Chapter 14. Great Patch drew his sword, waving it and roaring as he waded from the stream.
Now we'll see what you're made of, you sons of sea rats! Catch him in the shallows, afore they're ashore, and massacre every rat of them! Sharp now, it's our necks, all theirs! Charge, me buckos! Charge!
The Green Fang had sailed in to shore, as close as Gartail could take her. She listed slightly in the shallows, then settled askew. Gartail had his crew ready, lining the rails. They gripped weapons between their teeth and waited his order as Grey Patch's rats thundered across the sands. Gartail vaulted over the side, landing chest-deep in the sea.
Follow me, lucky lads! It's booty for all a plenty when we've slain that load of turncoats and traitors! Over the side, all of you!
Quick thinking and speed had given the advantage to Grey Patch. His sea rats were at the water's edge as Gartail's crew came over the rails of the Green Fang. Wading out, Grey Patch called over his shoulder.
Keep to the shallows! Don't go too deep, lads, but hold Gartail's scum in the deeper waters where they can't fight so good! Big Fang, get back to the Dark Queen! Kaibo, you go with him! Get hold of any long boat hooks or pikes you can find! Look lively now! I'm not going back to Terramort with me head in the bows and me body in the stern for Gaboon to gloat over!
Gartail was out ahead of his crew. Realising the urgency of the situation, he waded and cursed as he made his way toward Grey Patch.
Come and fight, you frog-livered schemer! I'll carve you to fish bait!
Grey Patch balanced an iron marlin spike in his claw. Taking careful aim, he flung it. The pointed missile hissed out across the rippling waves. Standing almost chest-deep in the water, Gartail had little chance to dodge or leap out of the way. It caught him between the eyes. The captain of the Green Fang fell backward into the sea, slain instantly. His crew, on seeing their leader dead, milled about in the water betwixt ship and shore. All heart for the fight had deserted them now they were without a captain.
Ahoy, Grey Patch! Look at what we found!
Big Fang and Kaibo came splashing into the shallows with two galley slaves, all four laden with pikes, long boat hooks and bows and arrows. Grey Patch snapped out swift orders, his clever brain working fast.
Kaibo, you stay here with half the crew as archers. Keep pouring arrows at them, hard as you can. Fire high over the pikers. Big Fang, take the other half of the crew and wade a bit deeper. Stick any of the Green Fang crew who try to get ashore and circle behind us. Dead Glim, give me your burning glass and a bow and arrows.
With its unanchored keel scraping gently off the sea bottom, the Green Fang began a slow drift away from the shore with the outgoing tide. The crew split two ways, some trying to swim back to ship, the other bolder spirits wading towards shore, yelling as they thrust their swords at the pike rats. Kaibo and the archers had easy targets, arching their arrows over the top of the pikers into the unprotected backs of those who were swimming to the ship. Their screams mingled with the angry yells of those with pitifully short swords, trying to do battle with long pikes and boat hooks. On shore, Grey Patch had soaked rags in lamp oil and bound them around arrow points. In the hot sun, it was the work of a moment with a burning glass to concentrate the sun rays into flame upon oil-soaked rags. Kaibo followed behind, carrying the fire arrows, as Grey Patch waded out, testing the wind to make sure it was with him. The first arrow blared high over the heads of the sea rats like a red comet, arcing into the big mainsail of Green Fang. Two others followed swiftly. One stood quivering in the stern, the other burying itself deep into the mast. Grey Patch amused himself by firing the remaining fire arrows at the helpless rats who were still trying to swim for the ship. He laughed aloud as one wretched creature sank with a sizzle and a scream. All around, the water ran red with blood as the breeze stirred the flames to a roaring inferno. Bodies of the wounded and slain followed the blazing Green Fang out on the ebbing tide. Grey Patch's single eye illuminated red in the glare, called out,
"Make sure there's none left alive to tell the tale, mate. Gaboo will never know what happened to us and the Dark Queen, or Gartail and the Green Fang. Do you hear me, Gaboo? Blast your eyes, lungs and liver, wherever you are!"
As the sea rats waded ashore, Big Fang muttered to Kaibo,
Grey Patch is getting too big for his sea boots, matey. There'd be no victory today if I hadn't found those bows and arrows. Mark my words.
Kaibo agreed wholeheartedly, though under his breath.
Aye. Did you see him there, yelling and screaming to kill Greenfang's crew down to the last rat? I bet some of those buckles would have joined us. We all had mateys among that crew, but they're gone to Hellgates now.
Big Fang flung his pike upon the sands.
Right you are, shipmate. I think we've come out of the frying pan into the fire here. Great Patch is starting to act up as wild as Gabool. Did you hear the way he was yelling at me for drinking water earlier? I take that from no sea rat, captain or not. Still, we'll bide our time, eh, matey?